your host, Mike McGonigal, and we have a very special show in store today. I rediscovered the specialty CD called Heavenly Light, which has otherwise unreleased recordings of the fabulous Swan Silvertones, led by Claude Jeter. Recorded in the early 1950s, we don't know where, and one of the singers mentions that they hadn't been there before, but otherwise records weren't kept as to where this live recording was made, and it was never released. We're going to hear excerpts from that. The whole show is live Swan Silvertones. There will also be the tremendous previously released live at Newport version of Only Believe towards the end. Right now, Jesus Is All the World to Me, live, the Swan Silvertones.
Oh, Jesus is Pittsburgh in the state of Pennsylvania. The Swan Singers bring you greetings. I would like to introduce each member to you here because it's our first time appearing in your very fine city.
Yes.
My extreme right is our bass singer, a young man from Cincinnati, Ohio. Very fine Christian fellow. We love him. A member of the Macedonia Baptist Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And his name is Mr. Henry Bazard. Give him a hand, Mr. Bazard. The next young man is our manager and baritone singer, Birmingham, Alabama. Very fine young man, we love him. Member of the Macedonia Baptist Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and his name is Mr. John Henry Miles. Mr. Miles. young man is one of our lead singers from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Very fine Christian young man. Member of the Macedonia Baptist Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. His name is Mr. Dewey Young. Mr. Young, give him a hand. Another young man who's a member of the Macedonia Baptist Church, very fine Christian hearted young man. We love him because he's religiously inclined to the extent that he's always thinking of something for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. We love him. One of our tenor singers from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, his name is Mr. Paul Owens. Your humble servant, Birmingham, Alabama. Tenor singer Claude G. Do I deserve a hand? No, I'm a little jealous. I like more of anything than anybody else. Give me another hand. Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to get the program underway by offering you a little number we trust you will enjoy. Sitting around the fireside one day. The version of this number came to us, and we decided that we would put it together the best of our knowledge, and trusting that you will enjoy. A very fine number, and it's a true number. Sometimes when our heart is sad, we're feeling low, feel as though you don't have a friend in the world. Sometimes a song can lift us up. Sometimes a song can ease an aching heart. But this time, we're going to tell you what God did for us. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what he did for me. And I feel that as a Christian, if you've ever experienced these things, you can say the same thing. One day when there was nothing else in the world that I could look forward to, when I was going around with my head bowed down, shedding briny tears sometime when friends would misunderstand me. But all of a sudden, I find myself smiling, facing the world, and facing my friends, because I know one day, when I was bowed down in sorrow's valley, love lifted me.
You know that love,
love lifted me.
Lifted me.
Oh, love lifted me.
Lifting me,
oh, lifting me,
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 lifting me.
You know that. Lifting me. Nothing but God.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
this song inspired us to record because we felt that the world needed such songs as this. I was reading a Bible story one day, and I saw why John and Peter went in the temple to pray. They went in the temple at the hour of prayer. And there was a man that was lame. He was born lame from his birth. And he did not have the activities of his limb as you and I have tonight. He was helpless, sitting at the gates of the temple. And when John and Peter entered the gates, they saw him sitting there. And they stopped. And John said to him, "Young man, look on us today." And Peter was standing there, being a Christian. His heart went out for him. And his eyes were filled with tears. And Peter told that lame man, he said, "In the name of Jesus, I want you to get up and walk." This song proves to us that God still lives and he's able, no matter what our problems are. And when Peter told that lame man to get up and walk, the miraculous God moved in a mysterious way and gave him strength. And Peter saw him doing the best he could, trying to walk. He caught him by the hand and began to say words to him of encouragement. And these are the words that I believe Peter told that lame man. Only
talking to the lame man.
Oh, that's a good thing for all of us to do. Somebody know that that's a true song.
If you will,
if you will, if you will only believe,
yeah, Lord, you see. Long time ago, this is what I did. I met God.
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you ever meet him?
Heavy laden, yes it was.
Church, you know what I had?
I had a bow.
Let me see your hands if you ever had a bow down here.
A bow down here.
But you know what God done for me?
Pick me up one Thursday morning. He lifted my burden. Oh, yes, he did.
Not tomorrow, but right now. Right now, Lord. That's why I can stand here tonight and tell you that all things,
are possible with God. And remember, I told you this, if I never see you no more, friend,
if you will.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Just tearing up after a while, live. Early 1950s, otherwise unknown much about it, recording. Released on the Heavenly Light CD. That was the Swan Silvertones. Early in their career, known as the Swan Silvertone Singers, after the bakery that they was their first sponsor. So we heard After a While. Before that, from a different recording live at Newport, we heard Only Believe. And before that, and the rest of what we heard was again from this Heavenly Light CD. Excuse me, we heard My Rock, Lord's Prayer. Before that, I'm Coming Home. Before that, Shine on Me and I Came to Jesus. And before that, one of their signature songs, How I Got Over. Before that, Love Lifted Me. And we started off the set with their take on Jesus Is All the World to Me. And we're going to end with another track, Swan Silvertones, live, doing I Am Sealed. Thank you so much for listening to Buked and Scorned. I hope you like this. To me, I would give almost anything to have seen this band at their height. This is just remarkable music, I think. See you next week. Have a great week.
I'd like to see the hands of every Christian in the building tonight. Talking about those of you who know that you've been born again. Know that you made a covenant with him a long time ago. I'm thankful tonight that God has spared my life. I'm thankful that he's blessed us to be able to be before you tonight, singing his praises. I look back over the past years that we've traveled over the land and country, and how many times that we have escaped narrow accidents. Yeah. How many times that the car has turned over and slid off the highways and had to duck out of the way to dodge someone else. Yeah. So many times that the tires was blown out and the car would turn around. I say, surely there must be a God somewhere. Surely there must be a supreme being somewhere that is holding his tender hand of mercy over us, guiding and protecting us along the dangerous journey. I look back sometimes and I think about just how good he's been to me. And I just don't have words tonight to express how much I thank him.
Yes, sir.
The reason why we don't receive the blessings that we should in life because we don't thank God for what he's done for us in the past. We ought to get a little more on our knees a little often and thank him for the blessings that he's bestowed on you from your earliest existence to the present time. I'm letting my mind run back now and my soul began to wonder how I got over.
Yes, sir.
Music lovers, that was very nice as always. Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, of course. And right now, may I remind you that you're listening to KXRY Portland at 107.1 and at 91.1 on